And the last one I want to mention is one that strikes a very positive note. The Buddha said that the members of his Sangha should welcome new members. Now, you might think that that was a rather obvious sort of thing to say, that the existing members of the Sangha should welcome new members. But sometimes you find that groups, even spiritual groups, contend to become a little almost exclusive and not perhaps as welcoming to new people, new prospective members, as they possibly could be. So the Buddha emphasizes this point. When new people come along, whether to a center or on a retreat, make sure that you welcome them. Make sure that you make them feel that they are welcome. And do your best to make them feel happy and comfortable, at ease in what may be for them very new surroundings. I think we mustn't forget that if someone comes along for the first time to a public urban centre or goes on retreat, and if they haven't had contact perhaps with Buddhists before, it's all very new, it's all very strange, and they may not feel quite at home or quite comfortable at first. So it's our responsibility to make them feel welcome, make them feel at home, and extend towards them genuine friendship, genuine fellowship. So this is the last point that the Buddha makes, that we should welcome those who come to join us, who want to join the Sangha, who want to join the FWBO, who want to join the Order. We should welcome them, treat them as brothers and sisters, and make them as happy and comfortable as we possibly can. But the Buddha also added something, and he said at the same time, we should be mindful and we should direct metta towards the whole of the existing membership of the Sangha. So it's as though in giving this advice to his followers, the last words almost that the Buddha speaks are metta and mindfulness. And as I suppose most of you know, that the metta-bhavana and the mindfulness of breathing meditation practice are taught in all our public centres and very often on our retreats as well. So the Buddha's last words strike this double note, that we should extend our metta towards all our fellow members of the spiritual community, fellow members of the Sangha, and we should practice mindfulness. These are, one might say, the two great pillars of Buddhist life and Buddhist spiritual practice, mindfulness and metta. So I'm sure that in the course of the last week you've all had many opportunities of demonstrating metta towards other people who are here, and many opportunities for practicing mindfulness. I'm very glad that I could have this opportunity of coming here today, even though I did bring the rain, and the opportunity to speak to you and remind you of some of the things that the Buddha has said with regard to the welfare of the spiritual community which he founded. Words of advice which are as relevant to today as they were 2,500 years ago when the Buddha first uttered them.